Yod Zayin Nissen, Aleph de Chalamoid, 28th of March, Rabbi Elio Grunfeld, Golitz Mitzrayim, did we really get out?
שבכל הלילות איננו מצפילים אפילו פעם אחוז, הלילות זה שתי פעמים. But see the night, the meaning of Kragson is to dip in twice. Once we dip in the kapas in salt water, the second time we dip the mora into charises. And the Meforshim Mazbir, the inyan is the inyan of Simon Cheirus. A person who's a free person, he dips in those days at least they used to do that, they used to dip in a ben chirin, and as a simon of Cheirus, we dip in twice on Seder night. The shaila is, if the inyan is the inyan from Cheirus, why are we dipping in with the morer? Morer is a simon abdus. And why are we dipping it into salt water, which is also a simon of abdus? If the whole inyan of Tibble, the whole inyan of dipping in, is the inyan of Cheirus, why are we using the morer, which is simon abdus, and why are we dipping it into salt water, which is also a simon of abdus? Another interesting order that Mepharshim talk about, later on in the Haggadah, we say, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol Shaloi Oma Gimel Dvarim Elu, anyone who doesn't say these three things on Seder night, Lo Yotzei Chavosev Eloheim, Pesach, Matzah, Umor. Why Pesach? Pesach, Al Shem Sheposach, Al Gishboruch, Al Bota, Vesein, B'mitzrayim, B'shas, the Geula, Machis Bechirim, the Rebbein Nishreelim was going around killing all the Bechirim, and he did an S, and he jumped over Klal Yisrael's houses. Matzah, Al Shem Shlo Yitzbik B'tzeikom. When Klal Yisrael going out to Mitzrayim, they didn't have time to bake the bread, Lo Yitzbik B'tzeikom. So Zeich to that, we have the Matzah. And Morer Al Shem Vayimorah Eschayem. The time we were in Mitzrayim was a very bitter time. And Zeich Vayimorah Eschayem, we have the Morer. And Lechira, the Seder is the wrong Seder. We should be saying Morer, Pesach, Amatzah. First came the Morer. First they had the bitter time in Mitzrayim. Then came the Pesach, the Korban Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumped over. And afterwards they went out, had the Matzah. Why do we say the way the Lashon we say it is, Pesach, Matzah, Morer? It should be the other way around. Morer, Pesach, and Matzah. There's another famous question. At the Brisbin, Absorim, the Ribbono Shelom said to Avraham Avinu, Ki geir ye zarcho be'eretz le'ilohem, va'avodum ve'inu oysom arba me'eshono. Klal Yisrael are going to go into Mitzrayim, they're going to have a golus, and they're going to be geirim, they're going to have inui for 400 years. But we know that Klal Yisrael got out after 210 years. Redu Shomot of 210 years. Either Ribbono Shelom said 400 years, and the various pshotim, Ivy start from latest Yitzchok. All the Kushia Shibud, it was condensed. There was such an intense suffering that the 400 years were intensified and were condensed into 210 years. Others say that the nights, they weren't meant to work at night, and the Mitzrayim made them work at night as well, and that together, the nights, made the 400 years to be condensed into 210 years. Just Agav, the Biskarov says, the truth is you need both these reasons. Because by the Brisbane Absorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said two things. Ki ger yezarecho, they're going to be strangers, Beretz Leilohem. And number two, Vavodu ve'ilo yisom arba me'eshono. They're going to go through a very terrible shibud for 400 years. And in both of them it said arba me'eshono. The 400 years goes on ki ger yezarecho, and on the second point of the inui. So the Briskarov says, if you start from Leidas Yitzchok, that explains ki ger yezarecho. They were Gerim from the time Yitzchak was born. The word Yisrael wasn't theirs. They were Gerim, I understand, those 400 years Gerus. But there's no way you can say that they had Avodim ve'ino Yisrael Abba Me'eshonah. And if you're going to say that the Kodesh Shibud was so difficult, that was condensed the 400 years into 210 years, that's all very good if you talk about the Kodesh Shibud. But you can't say they were Gerim for 400 years. You can't intensify that into 210 years. So the Briskarov said, you have to say both reasons are right. You have to come on to the reason from latest Yitzchak to answer that where are the 400 years of Gerus, and you have to come on to the Kishya Shibud to explain where the 400 years of Avodim Ve'ino Yisom. Zokah, that's Pshat, we say in Agoda. Shakodish Baruch Hu Chishei Vesaket. Klal Yisrael had to get out after 400 years. If those two times wouldn't have come exactly the same split second, Klal Yisrael would have to wait in Mitzrayim for the extra few moments, the extra few days. If the Kosher Shibud would have finished a little bit earlier than the 400 years of Miletus Yitzchak, Klal Yisrael would have to be another few days in Mitzrayim in order to make up the 400 years for the Geira Kigerim or Yisem. And therefore wouldn't have come out at the same time. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Esakeitz. The Ribbon Shem made sure that those two times exactly finished the same split seconds. Last commotion Emma, like Shbroch said, Brisman Abusorim, Kigay Zacha Beretz Lohem, number one, Vavod of Inuiz Abameshon, exactly 400 years ended at the same time. And so he stated in Biskarov. About Koponim, according to this Mahalach, Klal Yisrael were Takim Akayim the 400 years. They were meant to be Mitzrayim for 400 years, and they were, some way or the other, they were there for 400 years. The Kosher Shibud, Miletus Yitzchak, they were Mekayim that din of the Arba Meis Shana. The Beis Halevi brings, and Nochanami, it's clear from Midrashim, and that's a pshat, but he brings that there are other Midrashim where it's clear Klal Yisrael got out early. They should have been there for 400 years, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out early after 210 years, and the pshat is, like the Arizal says, Ile lo yaitza kadosh baruch hu mitzrayim hare onu vonenu 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 moshimodu vayil lepar v'mitzrayim Klal Yisrael had reached mentes shari tumor. That come to a point where if they would have stayed there for 1 second longer, they would have reached the nunta shari tumor, they would have gone to the 50th madrig of tumor, and they would never ever ever be able to get out of Mitzrayim again. And therefore kadosh baruch hu had to bring us out early, because otherwise we would have stuck there forever. And Anochanami were not mekayim the 400 years. And interestingly, he explains that, of course, the Zarizal is a Bikabola. A Bikabola, if he were to come to Nun Shari Tumah, wouldn't be able to go out. But he says, because the truth is, Avram Avinu had another son called Yishmael. And Yitzhak had another son called Esav. But they're not part of Klal Yisrael. Why are they not part of Klal Yisrael? Because they didn't follow the path that Avram and Yitzhak set for them. Who is considered Zer Avram Yitzchak Yaakov are those who continue that which they started. Zokta Fila Pi Nigle, as long as Klal Yisrael had only gone down to 49 Shari Tumah, there was still a little bit of Kedusha, you could consider them Zer Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. But if they would have gone into Nun Shari Tumah, then they have no connection to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. They're not considered Zerach anymore. The Rebbe Shimon would have to take the Avram Yitzchak, they have no connection to Avram Avinu. So in order that they shouldn't sink into that 50th Shari Tumah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take them out early. They were not Mekayim the 400 years, and they got out of 210 years. But then, there's a problem. Because there's a reason why we had to be Mitzrayim for 400 years. The 400 years of Kosher Shibud were there to mezachich Klal Yisrael, to make them into better people, Yisurim make into a better person, whatever the pshat is. But Klal Yisrael had to be in Golus for 400 years. And now they go out early, they've only been there for 210 years, there's 190 years missing. So the Beis Halevi, because of that, Klal Yisrael had to go to Golus again, and that's why we're still in Golus now. Because we didn't fill the full 400 years, we had to go, although we came out of Mitzrayim then, we had to go into another Golus to make up those years. And he explains, that's Pshat, the Pasuk says, when Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yishim came to him and he said to him, Al tira me the Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid for going down to Mitzrayim. Onoichi erzimcha, I'll go down with you. Va'onoichi elcha gam oloi. So he asked two things. Number one, what's Yaakov Avinu afraid about? The Rebbe Yishim already said, Rispin and Psorim, they're going to be there, you're going to come out. That's the fact. What's the lashon of being afraid? And number two, why is the double expression, Onoichi elcha gam oloi? Says the Beis Halevi, you know what Yaakov Avinu was afraid about? He was mamish worried Mitzrayim is a place of klicha tumah, spitz tumah. He was worried that Klal Yisrael is going to fall into the nun shari tumah and they'll never be able to get out again. We're going down to a dangerous situation. The Ribbono Shel Olam said he's going to take us out of 400 years, but that's only if we haven't come to nun shari tumah. And he was worried that we're going to fall. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, don't worry. Al tiro, don't be afraid. Because I'm going to make sure they're never going to come to that matzav of nun shari tumah. Elo. I'll take them out of Mitzrayim. I'll go down to the Mitzrayim v'onoichi elcho. I'll take them out of Mitzrayim early. And then Ochanami, they'll have to go into another golos because of that, but gam oloi. I'll take them out of that golos as well. Elcho, gam oloi. I'll take them out early from the first Mitzrayim to make sure they won't come to Nun Shari Tumah. And then Ochanami they'll go to the second goddess. But Gam Olay, I'll take them out of that Shibud also. And with that, is Masber Moite Kapeladik Medrash. At the time of the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lomo Hashem Yechrat Habamecho, why Rabbeinu Shleilom, you want to destroy Klal Yisrael, why are you so angry, your people are Sheitzeisom Meretz Mitzrayim, Bekoyech Godol, Uviyot Chazoka. Fret the Beis Alevi. Lomo? Lomo Hashem Yechrat Habamecho? Klal Yisrael just served David Zorah. They've taken an eagle and said, Eile Lehecho Yisrael. How can you say Lomo? Why? Honor, I understand. Honor Hashem al Yechrapcha, but beg the Rebbeinu Hashem, please. What's this Loshon Lomo? And secondly, we finish this off by saying, Mashiach Tzei Som Eretz Mitzrayim B'Koyich Godol V'Yod Chazoka. If I was Moshe Rabbeinu, I wouldn't have mentioned that Bechlal. By saying these words, you're being Magdal Chet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's just taken a few months beforehand. Had taken Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, the Koyich God of Yod Chazoka. The Rebbeinu Shem saved Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. And now they go and turn their backs against the Rebbeinu Shleilom, and they serve Avodah Zarah. What's he mentioning these words? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. If anything, it makes things much worse. And he brings a Peledik Medrash. Moshe Le'odom, who goes to buy a servant, a slave, and he goes out to the market, he's looking around, and he sees there's one slave there. He's being sold. But he looks like a weak person. He looks old. So he goes to the person who's selling him and he says to him, tell me something. Can this Evid work hard? No. He can't work hard. He's weak. No muscles. He's also very ill. Not good. Does he eat a lot? Whew! He eats like a cow. So the Odin thinks to him for a second. Says, you know what? I'm going to buy him anyway. And he takes him. He brings him home. And he starts setting him to work. Carry that table. The guy tries to carry the table. He can't. He collapses under the weight. So the Odin takes a stick and starts beating up the Eved. Says the Eved to the Odin, why are you doing this to me? For this understanding you bought me. You knew this was going to happen. You knew I was weak. What are you hitting me for? Kach Omar Moshe Rabbeinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the time when you told me to go and take Klal Yisrael to Mitzrayim, I asked you, Maz Chus Yesh Lohem? What's the chus the Klal Yisrael have to go out to Mitzrayim? And you answered me, you know why you're asking me that question? Because you don't see the future. I see the future. And I see that Klal Yisrael are going to serve the Egel. That's why I can take them out to Mitzrayim. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, if that's so, you're like that Odin who went to buy the Eved. You only took them out to Mitzrayim. I asked you, how can you take them out to Mitzrayim? You said the answer is because they're going to serve the eagle. So they serve the eagle. What are you so upset about? At that at the hoch, you took them out to Mitzrayim. I'm going to mention Mamsha Pele. It's an absolute Pele. Moshe Rabbeinu set up, what right do you, what's chus they have to come out to Mitzrayim? So the Rebbeinu Shem, I'll tell you, it's chus or eagle. What's going on here? So the Beis Levi Moedik. The Gemara said in Shabbos, if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu would have broken the first luchos, ain't called Uma Veloshen Shailah Behem. No Uma would have ever again been able to be Shailah to Klal Yisrael because the Pasuk says, Chorus ala luchos, al tikr chorus, ela chirus. Chirus im al chamoves, chirus im zoilom. If Klal Yisrael would have kept the first luchos, no one would ever be able to subject them to anything again. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, what's the chus the Klal Yisrael have to come out of Mitzrayim? Now, if Moshe Rabbeinu said, what's the chus they have to come out of Mitzrayim, says the Beis Halevi must be that this Medrash holds, they came out early. Because if they fulfilled the 400 years, you don't need a chus to come out of Mitzrayim. You were meant to go for 400 years, the 400 years are out. Up, so you go out. If Moshe Rabbeinu said, what's the chus they have to come out of Mitzrayim, it must be this Medrash holds, and they came out early. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the chus? How can you let them out early? You told me you're going to take them to Har Sinai, and they're going to serve the Rebbeinu Shem. You're going to give them that luchos, and on that luchos is as chorus. They're going to be chiris to Musa Olam. But if you're going to take them out early, they have to go back into Golos. How can you let them out early and not let them go back into Golos? They're going to be chorus. How can that be? So the Rebbeinu Shem, don't worry. I see the future. I see they're going to serve the eagle. And when they serve the eagle, you're going to smash those luchos. And you're going to give them a second luchos, which doesn't say the word chorus. On the second luchos, it doesn't say chorus, and then they're going to go to golos again. If Klal Yisrael would have been zeichet to remain in Mitzrayim for 400 years, if they would have controlled themselves and they would have not gone down to the 49 Shari Tumah, then it would have been for 400 years, they would have come out of Mitzrayim so mezuchach, they would have come out from Mitzrayim so pure, they would never have served the Egel, even if Moshe Rabbeinu would have come down late. And they would have gone into Eretz Yisrael, they would have got their first Luchos Chorus, and there would be Cheres in Malach HaMoves, and there would be Cheres from Mitzrayim, they would have gone into Eretz Yisrael, there would have been Zman HaMashiach, Moshe HaMashiach. Moshe Rabbeinu would have built the Beis HaMikdash, it would be Zman HaMashiach. But because Klal Yisrael got out after 210 years, because they were almost in the Nun Shari Tumah, and the Rebbeinu Shem had to make an emergency, and he had to pull him out of Mitzrayim early, and therefore Klal Yisrael are unable to go directly to God, that's Yisrael, to have this Man Gula Shleima, because we haven't had our full Zichach to need to have, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if we see there's going to be an Egel, we're going to smash the first Luchos, there's not going to be Chorus, and therefore they're going to be able to go down to a Golus a second time, in order to fulfill the full 400 years that needs to happen. And he says, that's the Peshat HaShay Tzeisom Meretz Mitzrayim Bekoich Godel Uviyot Chazoka. So the Beis HaLevi. If Klal Yisrael would have gone out only after 400 years, you don't need the Koich Godel Uviyot Chazoka. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to schlep them out of Mitzrayim. The time wasn't ripe yet, it wasn't the correct time. The Rebbeinu Shem had to go against that which he said 400 years. That needed a special koich god of Yod Chazoka. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Lom Hashem, why Yech Hashem Rabbecha? Asher Yitzei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim the koich god of Yod Chazoka. You had to schlep them out early. And the only reason why you could schlep them out early was because you knew they were going to serve the eagle. Otherwise, chorus. So Lom Yech Hashem Rabbecha. Why is he so upset? It's like the case of the Odin who bought that Eved knowing he's not going to be able to work. Azrei Taish, the Beis Levi Pshat in the Medrash. And he goes weiter in his Masbir. In Tof Ein Vov, in the Tof Ein Vov, the Ramo brings, there's a minig to eat an egg on the Seder night. Why? Zeichel Chorban. Zeichel Chorban got to the Seder night. And he brings a Medrash. The Potsik says in Echo, Hispiani Bamririm Hirvani Lano. Which means, it's beyond Maririm, the time of the Churban Bayis, the Rebbeinu Shem, filled me up with bitterness. Hirvani, he fed me, Lano is a bitter herb. That's the Pasuk, Pshat the Pasuk. State in Medrash, Hispiani Bamaririm is referring to Pesach. We eat more. Hispiani Bamaririm is referring to Pesach. We eat more of Pesach. Hirvani Lano refers to Tisha B'Av. Zot the Medrash, there's a connection between the two because every single year, on the day of the week which Seder night falls, is the same day of the week which Tisha B'Av falls. Hispiani Bamaririm, Hirvani Lano, it's the same day of the week. And obviously Chazal not just telling us a fact, there must be something deeper behind this. What Chazal trying to say is a connection between Pesach and Tisha B'Av. So the Beis HaLevi, I'll tell you beautiful. Poshut. Do you know what caused Churban Bayis? Yitzias Mitzrayim. It was Leil Seder night that caused Leil Tisha B'Av. Because if Klal Yisrael would have been zeichah, they would have kept back in the Nun Shari Tumah by themselves, then they wouldn't have gone out Mitzrayim when they did. They would have stayed in the Golus for the full 400 years. But because they had to get out early, because they were the Memtei Shari Tumah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to pull us out of Mitzrayim early after 210 years, therefore Behechah, there had to be another Churban Bayis. Klal Yisrael has to go into Golus again. If there wouldn't have been Yitzias Mitzrayim when it was, there would never have been a Churban Bayis. Chorus. Klal Yisrael would have been Chorus from Shulim Usailam. But it was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Yitzias Mitzrayim is going Churban Bayis. The Leil Pesach is on the same day as Leil Tisha B'Av. And that's why we have an egg. We have an egg, Zeich L'Churban, because one's connected, one calls the other. And the Beis HaLevi goes weiter, HaPidach HaPis L'Apoyu Shepilpul. And he asks the Moritik Akasha. Hispiani Bamarim refers to Seder night, because we eat Morer. What's this Lashon Hispiani? There's no Din Kadei Sevir. Sevir is a Be'er. On Seder night, you're meant to have a Kezayis. A Kezayis, Shekzak Sarah says, even a Te'im Abalma. Of a Zicha no Din Kadei Sevir. What does it mean? Hispiani Barim is talking about Seder night. Zokta Moed Gepshat, Zokta Azri. The Halacha is, as the Korban Pesach is Nechal Ahasivah. What's the Indian Korban Pesach Ahasivah? The Rishim Lempshat is, that has to be the thing which brings you to satisfaction, and therefore in Machtinach HaPesach V'Koymen, you don't eat anything afterwards because the Korban Pesach brings you to satisfaction. He says, what's the in that? So he wants to suggest and say, the pshat is, that because of say the night, we go through the actions as if we were avodim, and then we came b'nei chayrim. So we want that the tam chayrus should be in your mouth by the time the seder finishes. You should only have tam chayrus in your mouth, and therefore Pesach is nechel al haseiva, in matin after Pesach v'koymen, that the taste of the korban Pesach is in your mouth, the tam chayrus. So that's all very good, the kumf lechachomim. But Hillel, we say zeichel mikdash kehillel, hayekirech Pesach matzah umorer v'oichon b'yachad. You ate the morer together with the korban Pesach. It comes out, you've got the tam morer in your mouth as well. Why should that be? Zok the Beis Halevi, the machlekes the chachomim and Hillel is machlekes in these midrashim. The chachomim hold like the midrash and the klal Yisrael mekayim the arba mishono. And when they went out on Mitzrayim, it was a proper gula. So you have to have a tam cheres in your mouth. But Hillel holds like the midrashim that they got out early. And if you get out early, you're going to have to go into golus again. You've got the tam morer together, tam cheres. You leave off the night not with a pure tam cheres, you have the tam or mu'uruf with the tam cheres. Because they got out early and they have to go back into golus. It's not a complete cheres. And that's why, kerech pes tamatzen morer. Zotay b'zei gewaldik. According to Hillel, not only was Pesach nechel al-seiva, but Morah is also nechel al-seiva. Because we want him to come out the last thing in the night with Ham Tam Morah and Pesach in his mouth. So that's the Pshat Hispi Ani Bamurim. Hillel is the one who also came out early. He's the Bala Medrash who says Bani Mureim to Tumba Pesach to Mitzdar Pesach to Tisha B'Av. Yeah, according to Hillel, Hispi Ani is nechel al-seiva. Morah is also nechel al-seiva. It's not just a Din Achila, it's a Din Sevia. It's nechel al-seiva. Mimele first medrash is very good. Hillel is Shitosei. Hillel is the one who holds that Morris also nechel haseiva because of this inyan. They came out, but not complete gula. There's a tam morer in the piv. Ad kan divrei habeis alevi. With the beis alevi, we can verstehen a few more things. Manishtana, we say manishtana on Seder night, which is past us four questions. Why do we have matzah? Why do we lean? Why do we dip in? Why do we have morer? It's Yiduah, as the Barbanel says, that these four questions are really one question. And the question of Baal HaGadol, what we ask on Seder night is, we seem to be contradicting ourselves. What are we doing tonight? On the one hand, we show as if we're B'nai Chirin, we lean, we have the wine. On the other hand, we're making Simone Avdus, morer, etc. What are we doing? Are we doing Chirus or are we doing Avdus? And the answer is, about the medium power of Mitzrayim, Kipshuta, the answer is, because we're reliving the experience what happened then. Chai Vodim Liris says, Atzmei Kiliyotzim Mitzrayim. So you started with Simone Avdus, and you finish off with Simone Chelus. That would be the Pashas, the answer. But according to Beis Halevi, we've got a murder new Pshat and Avodim Oyinu. And the answer is, what's your question? Why do we have Simone Avdus and Simone Chelus? And the answer is, you know why? Because within the Chirus, there's still the Avdus. The Avdus is still there. And listen to these words of Avodim Oyinu. What do we say? Avodim Oyinu b'far b'mitzrayim, v'yitzein Hashem melekeinu mishon, b'koyach gadol, v'yot chazokah. These words of Yod Chazokah are exactly the same words which the Beis Halevi explained. Lo ma'ashem yecho ba'pecho ba'mecho, asher tzeis omet mitzrayim b'koyach gadol, v'yot chazokah. And the Beis Halevi explained these words of Yod Chazokah means that Shproch has to use a special Yod Chazokah, take us out early. So that's the answer. What means Fari? Why? V'yitzein Hashem melekeinu b'koyach gadol v'yot chazokah. Means we're taking out early. Why did we take us out early? We'd been nun shari tuma. That's the answer of Avodim Oyinu. You want to know why now we're doing Avdus and Cherus. What's going on here with B'nai Chirin? The answers were not proper B'nai Chirin. We didn't get out completely. There is the Avdus Mu'uruf together with the Cherus. Our first two kash we started with, there was another kash of B'chal. Pesach matzah, amor, anochanami. That's the seder. It's not mor pesach matzah. It's pesach matzah followed by mor. We went into golus again. We didn't have a complete chirus. After the matzah becomes a mor. And that's why we're dipping in Derech Cheiros with the Morer. And we're dipping it into salt water. Why? Because within that Cheiros is Avdus. It's not a complete Cheiros. I'm taking Derech Cheiros, but I'm using the Morer because within that Cheiros is there still. There's another Golos coming. Mixed with the Cheiros is the Golos. Mixed with the Cheiros is the bitter tears. And that's why even though it's a Derech Tibble, we do these things also. There's an interesting Medrash. B'Shas Kris Yam Suf. Klal Yisrael said, Hashem Yimloich Lo Ilam Voed. The Medrash says, Ilu Hoyo Imrim, if Klal Yisrael would have said, instead of Hashem Yimloich, they would have said, Hashem Melech, then Ein Kol Umar Yochel Lishlech Behem, no one would be able to subject them again to any type of goddess. And Kepshut, you learn, it's a missed opportunity, they should have said Hashem Yimloich, but according to Beis Halevi, Hashem Melech, but according to Beis Halevi, we can understand it differently. If Klal Yisrael would have been in Mitzrayim for 400 years, and they would have gone through the zichuk that they should have, and when they came out of Mitzrayim, that was meant to be this man of Yemoi Samashiach, and they would have got the luchot which says Chorus, and there would be no kolom of Yochel Lishlei Bahem, then the Mitzvahs they could say Hashem Melech Loshon Hoyveh, because now it's man of Mashiach. The Rebbein Shem, everyone would see Hashem is Melech, but because they got out early. And they came out 210 years, they could not say Hashem Melech. They could only say Hashem Yimloch in the future. When Mashiach will come, when we come to that proper tikkun. Or by that point, there was not Shaykh to say Hashem Melech. They'll have to have the luchos broken again. They have to say Hashem Yimloch in the future. Present Hashem Melech is not Shaykh. Hashem Yimloch in the future, b'zman Mashiach, then they're able to say Hashem Yimloch. The Shpoch will be Melech then, but not the Shas Yisrael Mitzrayim. If you think about it, on Seder night, the last part of Seder night is Nirtzo. How does Nirtzo come into Agoda? Nirtzo is talk about the Shana Bobi Shulayim, Kil B'nei, B'nei Vizchav Koriv. How's that going to do with Yitzis Mitzrayim? We're talking about Seder night as Poshut, Shvach Terebunsh, we took us out of Mitzrayim. But call this space a Levi, it's Mamash Mamash Lahafi. Do you know what we're asking for when we say Kil B'nei? Do you know what we're asking for when we say Lashon HaBob Yerushalayim? We're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam for Yitzis Mitzrayim. Ribbono Shel Olam, you did for us Chelek Aleph of Yitzis Mitzrayim. But we're still in Mitzrayim, we're back in the Golos. We've still got the Shind of Mitzrayim. So we're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam, take us out of Mitzrayim again. Chazal tell us, B'nitzan Niglu Aviseinu, U'B'nitzan Hasidim Yigoyel. Lamaisa says we don't find that the other Golos, Golos Yovan, Golos Povel, the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Nisan. But the Pshat's Poshut. Geulas Mitzrayim is in Nisan. B'Nisan Nigula V'Seinu Chelek Aleph took place in Nisan, U'V'Nisan Asidim Nigoyel. So we ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, we thanked you so for the Ribbono Shel Olam for taking us Chelek Aleph Mitzrayim, but we're still in Golos Mitzrayim. Ribbono Shel Olam, Kel B'nei, B'nei V'Eschol B'Koriv. Take us out of the second Gula. We finish the Brisha and praising you for Chelek Aleph. We say, Kach kein nizke la'asaisi zoch sheikh mo'ine, koim kal adas imono b'koriv nale, nitechanek b'duim mitzin v'rinom yetz Hashem b'koriv mitzin.